This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. College graduation is just days away for millions of students. A recent study shows there's good news for grads looking for jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math, known as STEM fields. Willie May, a graduate of Birmingham's Parker High School, struck out on a path in science more than 45 years ago, completing a chemistry degree at Knoxville College. Today, he's one of the nation's chief scientists and heads the National Institute for Standards and Technology. May tells WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart about his work, how he got there, and what science offers our nation's young people.
There are so many opportunities that you have as a scientist that you don't have, let's say, if you work in some other fields. Scientists, by our nature, share our research results with the global community. The training you get as a scientist of assimilating information from diverse sources and making decisions, I think, has you poised for potentially leadership positions in other areas.
Obviously, at some point in your early life, there was a person or an event that sparked your interest in science and mathematics and technology. What was it? Who was it? When did that spark ignite, and who turned it up?
The truth be known, I got about the same grades and everything. My parents weren't very wealthy. My father wanted me to play baseball at one of the plants, you know, when I was growing up, ACIPCO, Stockholm, Connor Steel, TCI, they all had baseball teams. And if you played on one of the baseball teams, were good, you didn't have to work too hard. My mother had decided that I was going to college, and the only way that I could do that was to get a scholarship. Science intimidated folks, like it still does, and this was the post-Sputnik era. So if you had an aptitude for science and pursued that, that was a great chance that you would get a scholarship. There was lots of money in the system then to promote education in the sciences. I chose chemistry because of a teacher that I had at Parker, Mr. Frank Cook, who took a special interest in me and a few other students and actually taught us for 2 years what he had learned during his summers at Alabama A&M University. He went back, took courses, so he shared that with us. So that gave me a sense of confidence in that I would have a leg up on other students because I would have already had essentially freshman chemistry in high school. But my ambition was wearing a white lab coat and working in it and not working in the steel mills and coal mines. That was my vision for success.
So what do we do now? I consistently see reports that say urban kids, African-American kids, tend to, one, stay away from science, and then if they go into science, they don't stay very long in some cases. So what do we do?
Well, first of all, I think we have to continually articulate the importance of science and technology to our well-being as a society. Secondly, I think we have to have kids see that it can be cool. It can be an exciting life.
Were there barriers for you growing up that hindered or slowed your progress?
Obviously, growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, in the late 50s and 60s, there were barriers. But fortunately, I had lots of folks who invested a lot in me, and I owed it to them not to allow those barriers to deter me.
Tell me a little bit about your organization, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, what you all do and how you do it.
We're doing research in almost any area of measurement science that you can imagine. In 1901, when we were established, it was the middle of the Industrial Revolution. We were developing standards for light bulbs. Fast forward to 2016, we're doing things like research in advanced communication. We are supporting the build out of a nationwide LTE network for first responders.
I hope that someone will hear this conversation and say, hey, I can do it. I can be a scientist. I can be a leader. I can lead a federal agency. I can do these things.
Every day has offered new challenges and an opportunity to see how my work and the work of the institution at large is really making an impact on innovation, productivity, and improved quality of life, not only in the U.S., but around the world. There has not been one day in 45 years when I've gotten up and said, dog, I've got to go to work today.
Willie May directs the National Institute for Standards and Technology. He spoke with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.